When New Yorkers want a green space in the city, they usually go to a park. But photographer Matthew Jensen is more interested in small patches of green that are way off the beaten path. He's called his new exhibit Nowhere in Manhattan. WNYC's Beth Fertig joined Jensen recently on one of his expeditions through Fort Washington Park.
In a borough of concrete and tall buildings, it takes some work to go nowhere.
We are approaching the water on the west side, Dykeman Street Boat Marina.
Matthew Jensen is heading to a forgotten corner of Inwood, about a 15-minute walk west of the Dykeman Street stop on the A line. We're right under the Henry Hudson Parkway, next to a bunch of overgrown weeds and a chain-link fence.
This is a very unmanicured place, but it's still officially a public park, so we can waltz in.
But we can't.
No? Not even with a reporter?
A worker says this part of Fort Washington Park is closed for renovations. So Jensen follows the fence to another entrance. He's intrigued by an old flat stone field house, and he pauses to take some pictures. If Jensen wanted to shoot a panorama, he could show the George Washington Bridge to the south of us and the parkway above. But he isn't interested in those landmarks. He's using his lens to help us forget the rest of Manhattan.
So I'm basically walking around looking for little parcels that could be anywhere in the country or in the Northeast and see if there is a place where you can point the camera or just point your eyes. And for in that little frame, you know, you lose the rest of the city and you've got a little parcel of nowhere.
Jensen grew up around similar parcels of nowhere. The 28-year-old photographer is from Northeast Connecticut, which is full of abandoned mills and factories. He says his work is inspired by the romanticism of Ansel Adams's Western images, as well as the photographers from the 70s who documented urban and suburban landscapes. The photos for his exhibit were taken on Ward and Randall's Islands, Central Park, and in northern Manhattan near the Harlem River, as well as the parks of Inwood. As we head south, an Amtrak train whooshes by above to our left. But on the right, there's still nothing but grass, trees, and delicate white Queen Anne's lace.
The native trees are all here, and it smells wonderful, and the hum of the cars isn't that bad when you have the rest of this around you.
Jensen crouches down and walks into the brush. He likes the way the hot sunlight has speckled the leaves. He's immune to poison ivy, a good thing in his line of work. And though he loves film, he uses a digital camera because it's easier to carry on his long and frequent walks.
Believe it or not, this is actually a footpath. Like, you know, there's, if you wanted to, we could walk through here and we'd see why people push their way through this undergrowth.
We continue walking and see evidence of other New Yorkers. There's a bike path that stops and starts. Closer to the shore of the Hudson, there's a wooden shack used for fishing. There's garbage, too. Beer bottles, cigarette packs, plastic food cartons. But in a two-hour walk, we pass just a couple of people. Jensen says that's typical of his travels. He's noticed that most people who want to explore the land head to popular parks instead of the nowheres in their own backyards.
Just the desire to know is sort of fading into, is a part of another generation. It's like what we need to know now is apparently not out here. It's on the computer, and that's a little frightening.
Jensen fights that tendency to lose sight of the natural world by getting absorbed in technology. He doesn't own a computer and checks email only at his office. He takes walks like this at least once a week.
And this is where things get interesting, because the park, does it continue or not?
It does, sort of. We duck under branches and climb down some rocks to get to the water. And then we're there, a mossy cove in the shadow of the George Washington Bridge.
This is this wonderful, solid rock cove here that looks like, despite the bridge above us, the only way to get here is a rocky hillside.
And that's the magic of photography. Listening to this recording, you can still hear the sounds of the city, the planes flying above and the cars on the bridge. But Jensen's images silence that noise. In a closely cropped photo, these green-covered rocks could easily be mistaken for a shoreline in Maine. Jensen acknowledges his pictures often aren't so striking until you consider the context.
I mean, this is sort of why a lot of photographers photograph. It's just to be wandering and to be experiencing things. And And then it becomes about the place and trying to capture what that place was like and bring that back, which is always somewhat impossible.
Somewhat, but not completely. Jensen's photos of the many nowheres he's discovered in Manhattan are on display through Saturday at the Chashama Gallery in Midtown. In the future, he is hoping to persuade billboard owners to donate their space for short periods of time. He envisions images of wild green patches appearing to sprout up amidst the concrete. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.